Hello, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. This should be just a quick little observation. My child Amethyst, a piece of rock, right? You know what I'm saying? You know how they, it's the spiritual, whatever. Why do we always try to look for God somewhere else instead of God? What are we so afraid of? I would say, you know, try to use the sky or stars or, you know, rocks or corn on the cob, whatever it may be. Using these things when you know that's not getting you anywhere. You done tried other rocks. You done tried other stars. They have no power. Only God has power. We can only get to God through who? Jesus. So why we keep trying to get to him through other things that we know that are not going to work? We know it's not going to work. But it's like, oh, let me avoid getting too close to Jesus. Because if I get too close, oh my gosh, he might ask me to do something. I ain't ready to do it, you know. Or he might just tell me to go talk to somebody I don't want to. Or marry somebody I don't want to. I just don't want to do it. So you continue to look for Christ in these books, in these items that are not capable of knowing how you feel, not capable of speaking to you. They're just inanimate objects. I mean, look how the children from Israel got caught up with, couldn't wait for Moses, couldn't wait for God to do what he needed to do. So let us make an idol, some idols around here, because we need to pray and jump and praise this animal, this inanimate object that's not going to do anything for us anyway. So we might as well just be patient and wait for Moses, right? Well, that's what I was thinking. So I'll let you go back to doing what you were doing. Just had to get that off my chest. God bless.